I was living in the country at the time, by myself. The nearest shop was 4 miles away. I had just the one visitor. A female came one night. We met through a dating agency. There was no second meeting. Big, flabby tits. No use to me. I'm only 38. It's too early. You're too young for such a circumstance. But it happened. Makes you think about the principles to living. Anyhow, it's not much of a life. No sex, no talk, no equipment to work with, no birthday cards, eating alone all the time. No. Nothing much was happening, except this experience. I wished I had the money to afford my own home. There are some advantages to this setting, but really, advantages and disadvantages don't count for much. It's about whether or not a human being can survive here. I went out for a walk by myself one Sunday afternoon along the main road near where I live now. Put a jacket on. It's nice weather. I hadn't spoken to anyone so far that day. I think to make a phone call. I've got a phone number for a relative. To progress on the course, I must undertake the following test. I have to put myself in a position where I will sincerely ask someone for help. Someone I have given many things to in the past without receiving anything in return. Someone I know who expresses raw hatred for people, things. That is, she is not capable of justifying her hatred. Someone who I know uses myself as a target for her own inadequacies. I must contact her, present myself, await her reply, and whatever the outcome, I should remain undamaged. I phoned said person. I told her that I was lonely and that I needed her. Within moments, the phone went down on me. I checked myself. I felt completely uninjured. Even in my desperation, conscience was not adversely affected by the encounter. I felt sad that there was no improvement in this person's state of civilization. I sensed this was an important part of the test as well, to note the other side's state of mental health. But the main aspect of it was that I did not seek revenge. I am not allowed to sustain any injuries on the course. Things will happen that will make life more difficult for me, but I am not allowed to be injured by anything. Walking back to my lonely room, I thought to myself that what I just experienced confirmed for me that the decision I had made many years ago to find a life of my own, free from people who cannot explain themselves, was the right one. I don't have to live with this type of thing anymore. I can touch it for research purposes only, but I don't have to be dragged down by it. Thank you.